We live in Connecticut. We love to go outdoors, right? We have some of the best hiking trails. We have beautiful backyards and towns and cities, city greens even, that you get to be outdoors and enjoy. And oh, what a time to be outside. It's been a beautiful stretch of weather. It's getting into the fall season. If ever there were a time for people in Connecticut to be outdoors, it's right now. But when you hear about a more aggressive, bigger version of the yellow jackets we're used to, oh, what do you mean? I, of course, had to have a yellow jacket expert come on the show to talk about this. This news blew up earlier this week, and so many of you wanted to know more, including myself. So we have Norman Patterson, who is joining us now. Norman Patterson Jr. is the founder and collector of the Yellow Jacket Expert LLC. He is a renowned expert in stinging insects. He's actually been featured in many media outlets, including NPR, New York Times, Hartford Current, ABC News, CBS, NBC. It goes on and on. And he joins us now on WICC. So, Norman, tell me about these southern yellow jackets and why are they bothering us here in Connecticut?
Well, what's happened is about 3 or 4 years ago, I started noticing a different variety of yellow jackets in Connecticut. I mean, all stinging insects can be dangerous, but these southern yellow jackets are bigger. And I saw something that was very different about this nest because of their aggression and the stings that they give. I mean, they all hurt, but this one particularly hurts.
Oof, lovely. So we don't know why they decided Connecticut. That's our next stop. We don't really know why they came here.
Well, I think it is because we are seeing some warmer summers and actually warmer winters. And because of that, the southern yellow jackets are able to gain ground, and here they are now in Connecticut.
Great. We love that. So, Norman, and of course, I'm being totally sarcastic, but Norman Patterson Jr., I appreciate that you understand these insects, but I don't know if you love them. I don't. I feel like I still have nightmares about the very one and only time I was stung by a yellow jacket when I was maybe 7 years old. It got up somehow up my like shirt while I was playing in the backyard, and we were near the pool area of my parents' house, and there was a nest that had been in the pool slide.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it was not good. And so it was not fun. I did not like it, and I still feel like I have nightmares about that yellow jacket. What makes this more aggressive, a bigger version? Like you were saying, it still hurts, but it hurts even worse. Like, what do you mean?
Well, what I mean by that is that the southern yellow jackets just come out of the nest at great numbers, and they'll attack you. I mean, all the stinging insects, the hornets, the wasps, and the yellow jackets all will attack you when you get near their nest. And that's why I tell people to look for traffic, holes in the ground, cracks in the house. Even bushes can have a hornet nest in it, for example. So before you mow, before you weed, before you trim those hedges, take a look and see if you could see consistent traffic in and out like an airport, and that can save you from getting stung. When I was a little boy, I went through something like that too. I jumped into a yellow jacket nest, and I
Oh.
remember my great-grandmother putting baking soda on all the various stings. And so I guess there's fight or flight. I have fight with the yellow jackets, but I appreciate them because I collect them for sting allergy patients. It's for people who go into anaphylactic shock when they get stung. And so the venom that I collect will go to medical purposes to help people build an immunity to sting allergies.
Okay, well, you are a very honorable man. I cannot say I do that. I am the flight girl, if you will, and I certainly am not doing anything significantly helpful in the sense that you are. I mean, that's extraordinary. That's very cool what you're doing. It's amazing. So,
Well,
you know.
flight is okay because I would tell people if you get in a situation, be it southern yellow jackets or hornets, get out of the area as fast as you can. Get any children out of the area, get any pets, because the best thing that you could do is get away from them, because if you stay there, you're going to get hurt.
And I'm curious, again, Norman Patterson is an expert in this, a yellow jacket expert. And we're talking about these southern yellow jackets that have been detected in Connecticut only for the last few years, but they seem to be sticking around. You say to check, you know, before you mow the lawn or check, you know, bushes or whatever before you do trimming, things like that. Great advice. But I'm curious, you know, crevices, for example. So, you know, sometimes they'll be hiding underneath decks or maybe they are in a an area of like a playground set. Or in the example of my parents, it was under and in the slide. I mean, this was really extraordinary. It was inside. So there was nothing to the naked eye, and you certainly don't want to be feeling around to see, oh, that feels like a nest. What would be your suggestion as far as like detecting a yellow jacket's nest or wasp or any of those?
That's a great question. I tell people to remain vigilant. And so it's a matter of observing. Even though you may not see something in early morning for like a wasp nest, which probably stung you, yellow jackets will be going all day long. So will the hornets. But wasps have kind of dangly legs that will go in and out occasionally. So what it's the same advice, just remain vigilant and observant around those things because they come and go in order to get their food supply. And so you will see something, but just assume that they are there in order to be safe before you, start, hitting things around or jumping on something.
Norman Patterson Jr., who is a yellow jacket expert, joining us to talk about the southern yellow jackets, but making news, especially this year, or I should say this week, quite the buzz around it. And yes, pun intended. I'm curious, Norman, when you also talk about protecting ourselves, how effective is spraying?
Well, the dangers of spraying, there's a couple of dangers. First of all, the chemicals that are used can be carcinogenic. I don't recommend spraying. I honestly don't. I mean, if somebody absolutely has to spray something, I use Dr. Bronner's organic soap. Soapy water will kill, yellow jackets and hornets or whatever. But you have to be very careful. I don't recommend it. Oftentimes people will spray. They see them coming out of a crack in their house. The exterminator or the homeowner sprays that, and far too often, they don't tell you this, but when you create a chemical barrier, the yellow jackets often come into the house. And so after an exterminator's there or a homeowner sprays, it doesn't happen every time, but if there's a way for them to get in the house to get away from that pesticide, they will. And sometimes people get hundreds of yellow jackets in their house after somebody sprayed. So I'm not a big advocate of spraying. That's why I think you should call the yellow jacket expert at 860-379-6078 or go to my website at www.theyellowjacketexpert.com.
Well, Norman,
let an expert do it.
As you say, it is Friday the 13th, and I wasn't scared up until you just said that. So there you go. You have definitely accomplished that. That is wild.
Far too many people want to do it themselves. And I honestly, sometimes people can get away with it, but far too often it's just too dangerous. Just YouTube hornet fails where these people think they're going to do it themselves and all of a sudden they're getting severely stung. Don't recommend it.
Yeah, no, that sounds awful. Like I said, unless you want it just to be scared on Friday the 13th, I'm not going to YouTube that. That sounds terrible. That sounds like
call me.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Norman Patterson Jr., very interesting information. And really quick, it does sound like, even though we've had very mild winters, the nests will go away, though, if there's a deep freeze, yes?
You ask excellent questions. Yes, here in Connecticut, we do not have perennial nests or nests from year to year. The nests, all the nests, it's one queen, one nest, one year. So they will all die. But what happens is the mated queens that will be produced this year, they will mate and they hibernate. And then next year, right around Memorial Day, the whole process starts all over again.
Wow. I have learned so much about yellow jackets. I could tell you 7-year-old Melissa never thought she would. I am very intrigued, though, by this southern yellow jacket and some really great information. Thank you so much, Norman Patterson Jr., again, the yellow jacket expert. And I guess definitely be careful, certainly be aware if you're going to spend time outside and just keep an eye out for that traffic of yellow jackets. That's certainly a really great tip. We appreciate it.